T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey there, North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz with your All Local afternoon update on this Monday, January 24th. A judge considers bond for the founder of the Oath Keepers. KRLD's LP Phillips reports from Plano.
Oath Keepers founder and leader Stuart Rhodes will find out in the next 24 to 48 hours whether he'll be allowed out of jail on bond until his trial. Rhodes is under indictment for seditious conspiracy. The defense today presented testimony and encrypted text evidence to show that Rhodes is the man who planned a dangerous attack to interrupt the Electoral College certification on January 6. The planning, the feds say, began with chats days after the election. They say Rhodes organized, even offered to pay for trips to Washington, D.C., and organized a weapons stockpile. Defense lawyers wonder if Rhodes is such a threat. Why didn't the feds move on him for more than a year? They have offered two people who will take responsibility for Rhodes abiding by terms of release if he is let out of jail on bond. In Plano, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Students in 3 North Texas school districts went back to class today following outbreaks of COVID that shut their schools down.
Grapevine, Colleyville, Lake Worth, and Weatherford ISDs all canceled classes part of last week. Grapevine Colleyville ISD closed all schools Thursday and Friday for additional cleaning because of a shortage of substitute teachers, with classes picking back up today. Lake Worth ISD reported 190 students and 122 staff had COVID across 6 schools in the administration building in its latest update Friday. Classes resume today there as well. And the district offers a drive-up testing clinic at the Lake Worth High School football stadium Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Weatherford ISD also reopens today after being closed last Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, reporting at least one active case at all but one school. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
2 motorcycle drivers were killed by suspected drunk drivers over the weekend. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports the 2 crashes were very similar to one another.
The first one happened early Friday morning as 43-year-old Juan Perez was killed as he was trying to enter I-20 from 183 near Benbrook. About 24 hours later, 33-year-old Michael Cummings was on his motorcycle when he was killed at the intersection of West Vickery Boulevard and Hopkins Street. Fort Worth Officer Daniel Segura says both riders were rear-ended by suspected drunk drivers.
It is a reminder for drivers and motorcycle riders to always be aware of your surroundings.
47-year-old Raymond Hawkins and 28-year-old Satya Mehta are charged with intoxication manslaughter in connection with the respective crashes. A woman was on Cummings' motorcycle in the latter crash. She's hospitalized in critical condition. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A new initiative launched out of North Texas is now aiming to support police officers across the state. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the story.
More than 130 U.S. police officers committed suicide last year, according to the nonprofit Blue Help. A new initiative launched by the Carruth Police Institute at UNT Dallas aims to bring that number down. It's called the Texas Law Enforcement Peer Network, a state-supported network created by Senate Bill 64 to help police departments, especially smaller ones, get their officers the mental health support they need.
It's all app-based. It's anonymous. They don't want to be stigmatized. They don't want to face administrative sanctions.
Irving Police Chief Jeff Spivey is also chair of the Carruth Police Institute Advisory Board. He says he's seen initiatives like these work wonders, but the rollout is taking some time. The hope is that 3 regional directors will be in place by spring. 6 are needed to cover the whole state, but Spivey says more funding is needed from lawmakers first. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Ridership on Dallas area rapid transit has been falling, even as the population of its 13 member cities has grown. And today, DART is launching a new bus network to draw more people in.
DART has changed bus routes, so 74% of residents in its service area now live within walking distance of a station. Chief Information Officer Julia Smith says they've expanded hours from 5 a.m. to midnight 7 days a week. He says DART has also worked with riders who work third shift and identified 22 core routes that'll run from 4 a.m. to 1 a.m.
It's a massive collaboration. So we took the feedback from the citizens to ensure that we meet their needs.
Board member Patrick Kennedy says DART has also launched an on-demand service called GoLink to take people from bus stops and train stations the last mile to their destination.
DART has developed a new bus system that is designed to ensure passengers have safe and easy access to employment, education, and entertainment areas across the DART service area.
DART's offering free rides this week as riders adjust. They started posting signs for new routes earlier this month. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KULD.
And North Texas City is one of the safest large cities in the U.S.
Arlington has been named the 13th safest large city in the U.S., according to personal finance website MoneyGeek. Large cities are considered to be those with a population of more than 300,000. The rankings were determined by looking at FBI data on violent crimes such as murder, rape, and aggravated assault, as well as property crimes like burglaries and car theft. Austin ranked as the 12th safest large city, and El Paso came in as the 4th safest large city. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
COVID patients are now using 21% of hospital beds in Texas. The number of patients has leveled off around 13,000 patients over the past weekend. The head of the Baylor College of Medicine says the Supreme Court may have blocked vaccine mandates, but Paul Klotman says other countries are using that tool.
The Italian government is now mandated for people over 50 that they be vaccinated. And they're putting in place, if you're unvaccinated, you can't enter businesses like banks and post offices and some stores. So they're pushing, you know, if you're unvaccinated, you can't shop.
Klotman says some people may soon start seeking another booster shot. But he says the focus should instead stay on getting the unvaccinated to get their first shot. The Department of State Health Services says unvaccinated people are 16 times more likely to die from COVID.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.